So videos go viral all the time. Good morning, it's US 99. So if you were watching the US Open the other day, when ESPN was going to a commercial, they were panning out from the courts and they were going to the crowd where a woman was sitting there. Her name is Alexa Greenfield. She was there with two little boys and they were eating chicken tenders when Alexa decided to take her chicken tender and dip it in her cola that she was drinking.
So she was dipping her tenders in pop.
Soda and Pepsi and Coke, whatever it was. And right off the bat, you think to yourself, why would she be doing that, right?
Pretty gross.
It is pretty gross. So, someone asked her because it's now gone viral. Again, her name is Alexa Greenfield. She lives in New York. So, Alexa, why or when did this all start with you dipping chicken tenders in a cola?
It started when I was younger. Like, I can't remember a time that I wasn't doing it. And I stopped for a brief period. I think when I was maybe in like middle school or high school, I was like, this is too weird to bring into adulthood. I can't. And then at one point, I was just like, F it. I like it. I'm going to try it again. So I was at a Knicks game, and it was the first time I'd done it in like 4 or 5 years. And then I just kept going. But I really like the taste, I swear. I've considered like trying to make a sauce or a dip or some type of condiment, like Coca-Cola flavored. It's really actually good. And I do realize it's disgusting and gross. Like the people that are defending me, I actually am judging harder than the people that are like calling me out, because it is weird.
So she went on to say that this all started again because her dad, when she was growing up, would say if the chicken tenders were too hot, dip them in your Coke because your Coke is cold and it would chill the chicken tender a little bit.
I don't want to give out advice to people or crush their dreams, but do not invest your time or money in a dipping sauce that's Coke. We have Coke or Pepsi. Like you can just do it. You don't need to invent a condiment.
Have you ever walked down the potato chip aisle at Mariano's or Jewel and seen all the different varieties of potato chips?
They have like deep dish pizza now.
Yeah.
Deep dish pizza chips.
Why not have Coke or Pepsi flavored dipping sauce?
Because you could just do what she... Anyways, 312-94...
You can do Dr. Pepper. You can do Orange Crush.
312-946-4995. What is that odd thing that you eat? I mean, chicken tenders dipping in pop. A little odd. 312-946-4995. Try to beat that.
Let your voice be heard. Call Styles and Roman at 312-946-4995. US 99.
So you may have seen the video online. It has gone viral. Her name is Alexa Greenfield. She was at the US Open the other day. ESPN was cutting the commercial, and they panned on her while she was eating a chicken tender. And before she put it in her mouth, she dipped it in her Coke.
Yeah,
and then ate it. Yeah, it's a new dipping sauce,
no,
I guess.
It's not. It's never going to catch on. 312-946-4995. But certain people have certain weird food combos. So good morning to Colleen from Carol Stream. What is it for you?
All right. So 9 months pregnant, and I was obsessed with the Moose Crack ice cream and barbecue sauce.
Ooh. Ew, wait. So the Moose Crack ice cream with barbecue sauce on top of it?
One day I decided, why waste 2 spoons when I could just all put it together? It was delicious.
Okay, so that's when you were 9 months pregnant. Now that you're not pregnant, Colleen, are you still eating the barbecue sauce and the ice cream?
No, not anymore. That craving went away, thank goodness.
There's a reason why 31 flavors, they have 31 flavors, and barbecue ice cream is not one of them.
No, it is not.
But there is one person listening right now going, I think I'm going to try that when I get home.
Hey, you never know. You're pregnant, everything tastes good, I think.
Like a rainy stuff, but we're all right.
We got Margie joining the show this morning from Oswego. Hands down, this is probably the grossest. Margie, I feel like you're going to win this morning. What is your weird food combination?
My daughter eats cold Oscar Mayer hot dogs dipped in whipped cream for breakfast.
Yes.
Cold hot dogs is one thing, and then you dip them in whipped cream.
Whipped cream, yep. And then whatever is left in the bowl, she licks out of the bowl, so it's got hot dog juice in it, and then she licks up the rest of the whipped cream.
I'm pretty sure, Margie, your daughter is single right now.
She's 13.
Yeah, so she's single, okay.
It's 79 degrees and sunny right now at US 99. It's 8:19 Wednesday morning. And we're talking about like some weird food combinations. Like you'll see, and I've done this every once in a while, when you eat eggs, you want to get like a little bit extra flavor on an egg. So you put a little bit of like ketchup on top of it. And people sometimes look at you and be like, oh, why are you putting ketchup on eggs?
That's kind of gross. I am not a fan of eggs at all. Never have been. So for me to even eat eggs, I have to have chorizo, which is like a Mexican sausage, and then ketchup. So actually, I do put ketchup on my eggs because that's the only way I can kind of mask the taste of eggs, which I don't like.
But we're talking about the craziness, food combinations. 312-946-4995. Joining the show from Lansing this morning, we have Liz. What is it for you, Liz?
I absolutely love Mexican street corn.
Ooh, elotes?
Elotes, that is right. Ooh.
You know, that's not embarrassing. You should be proud of that. That's awesome.
I am, but I get that, you know, stink eye whenever I tell people that I absolutely love it.
Who gives you a dirty look if you love elote?
White people.
Yes, slow down there, half whitey. I had a couple. So the video has now gone viral. Of course it did. ESPN the other day. Good morning. It's US 99 and Styles and Roman. They were cutting to commercial at the US Open, and a woman was sitting there eating chicken tenders. Nothing crazy about that until she decided to dip it into her Coke. Her Pepsi right there. Her name is Alexia Greenfield, and we asked her, when did this all start?
It started when I was younger. Like, I can't remember a time that I wasn't doing it, and I stopped for a brief period. I think when I was maybe in, like, middle school or high school, I was like, this is too weird to bring into adulthood. I can't.
Can you imagine being on a date with a girl, and all of a sudden she dips her chicken tenders in her Pepsi?
If you're going on a date with a girl, and you're taking her to a place and she's getting chicken tenders, there's problems right there from day one.
What do you mean?
Well, are you on a date, you're going to take her to Wendy's?
Yeah, what's wrong? Everything doesn't have to be Wendy's. You can get chicken tenders anyway. Everything doesn't have to be high-end steakhouse.
It's a juvenile food. I'm sorry. If you're an adult, you're going on a date and she's getting chicken tenders, is the problem.
I don't agree.
And I get macaroni and cheese? Is that our date night?
Hey, eat whatever you want. There's a no-judge zone. Eat whatever you want.
Good morning to Samantha from Crystal Lake. What is that weird food combo for you?
So I grew up in the South in Alabama, and I grew up eating cornbread that my mom would make in a big cast iron skillet. But after dinner, like if she would make it for dinner, we would all like get a cup of milk and put our cornbread in our milk and then just eat it like that.
I heard of dipping Oreos and cookies and stuff, but never dipping cornbread in milk. Interesting.
Yeah, it's really good, actually.
It's kind of like bread pudding almost, right?
Well, we didn't have like sweet cornbread. It's like actual like...
Cornbread, yeah. So it's like cornbread pudding, I guess, but that's not a thing, is it?
No, I don't think so.
If it's big in Alabama, why can't it be big in Chicago?
I know, right?
Speaking of Chicago, we got Angie from the South Side. What's your weird food combo?
I like sandwiches with jelly and bologna.
Yeah, why not? Throw some lettuce and tomato on there too while you're at it, Ange.
No,
that's weird.
Now
that's,
I'm gross.
That's weird.
Chicago's hottest country, US 99. Are you?
I think everybody in the Chicagoland area this morning either has the crazy munchies or we just have some weird food combinations. Good morning, it's US 99, and why are we talking about it? Because the US Open the other day on ESPN, the video has gone viral, and people are freaking out about it. I don't know why. A woman was dipping chicken tenders in her Pepsi or her Coke.
You don't know why. That's weird. It's gross.
I mean, it's gross, but like enough for people to freak out about.
Because
like, who cares?
No one's ever seen that on TV, and this woman just like dunking in her Pepsi.
And she's smiling, enjoying it.
But weird food combos happen all the time. Good morning, Ashley from Westchester. What is it for you?
Hot Cheetos and peanut butter.
Cheetos and peanut butter?
Yeah, hot Cheetos, not the regular
ones. I'm sorry. Hot Cheetos and peanut butter.
Yeah, Flamin' Hot Cheetos and peanut butter.
So why did you decide to grab some Flamin' Hot Cheetos and dip them in peanut butter?
I don't know. I've been doing it since I was a kid. You know, I don't like jelly, so I would always just do peanut butter sandwiches, and I wanted something like to bite into because I'm already a picky eater as it is, and I put chips on my sandwiches. I'm like, let me try the hot Cheetos because I love hot Cheetos and I love peanut butter.
This is a very well thought out answer, by the way.
I was just hoping for, I don't know, I'm really not
years
sure.
Years of research went into her doing this.
Dee Dee from Valparaiso, what's your crazy food combination?
So I put cottage cheese on a baked potato.
Now, is that weird? Cottage cheese? I don't really eat cottage cheese. Is that weird on a baked potato?
Apparently it is. I didn't realize it until I got to college when people got really grossed out by the food combo.
You were eating a baked potato in college? You must be rich.
No, it was dorm food.
Oh,
it was dorm food.
It was.